بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. The Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, saw the greatness of Allah's being, a greatness which the short-sighted vision of you and I cannot see. You are too great to be seen in a tiny mirror, a line from the Persian poet Shahriyar. This tiny mirror of our soul cannot fully reflect that magnificent greatness of Allah. But what about the soul of the Commander of the Faithful? His soul can. He understands God's greatness. He comprehends. That is why he would spend time alone and weep out of fear of Allah. When Allah is mentioned, that is when the believer's heart is gripped by a state of awe, a feeling of humility, a sensation of fear that stems from their own awareness of their insignificance before Allah's grandeur. Their hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned. That occurs when Allah ceases to be an imaginary thing to them, and when the name of Allah ceases to be something we utter habitually. In a gathering, someone who sits says, "Ya Allah," as an expression of respect to others around him. Someone yawns and says, "La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah," out of tiredness. If this is how we mention Allah, it shows our lack of concern for Him, our lack of comprehension of Him, and our utter indifference to His greatness. However, this is not how someone who is aware of Allah's magnificence or comprehends His grandeur behaves.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned. This sensation fills their hearts, so this is the first quality of a believer. And when his signs are recited to them, they increase their faith. The second mark of a true believer is that when Allah's signs are recited, whether they recite them to themselves or someone else recites them to them, their faith increases. In other words, this faith is like a seed that has been planted in their hearts, with roots in their souls. Slowly, this seed grows, like a plant reaching upwards, like a great tree with a trunk and branches, with roots so firm that it could never be uprooted. Faith that sits still like stagnant water in the heart of a believer is meaningless. Someone might learn a formula as a child, and as a result of the doubts they feel as they grow up, it cannot penetrate the hardness of their heart. So it shrinks, withers, and fades. A sort of half-faith or half-truth remains in their hearts, but this grows dimmer and dimmer with the passage of time. Such faith can be easily taken from a person. It is a surface faith.